How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you?
Very well. Very well. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk with you. Well, let's jump right into it here and talk about...
All right, my friend.
How could it be possible, the 22nd year of doing the National Dog Show?
Boy, life passes. You know, as T.S. Eliot said, I measure out my life in coffee spoons. I do it in dog shows.
And every year, this thing is a ratings bonanza. I think only the Super Bowl draws more viewers. What do you get? Almost 30 million viewers over the course of the weekend?
We have secondary showings during the weekend, but yes, it does. It beats football, believe it or not. It's tough to believe that anything would beat football.
Now, I did see an interview the other day. I know there were 209 breeds in this year's show. I saw you doing a bit on TV with that beautiful Beaver Terrier. Are there some new breeds in this year's show?
No new breeds this year. I think they're, I don't know, and I think that's just a matter of circumstantial timing, I think. They probably will have more next year, definitely. But we have plenty to show. In fact, if we suffered for anything, it's the fact that we don't have time to show all the dogs that we want to.
Well, I know for regular viewers, we understand how this whole thing works, but for people who might be new or haven't paid close enough attention, when dogs are being judged, and you've pointed this out before in interviews, they're not judged compared to the other dogs. It's all about meeting the standard.
In order to be a registered dog, each breed has to have a written standard that produces the form and the function of the dog, so that historically the dog will have a record of what it's supposed to be, because many of our dogs, and remember, our dogs are pets now, but there was a time in the world and the history that all hands on deck to just help you stay alive, and dogs were part of that. There were working dogs and hunting dogs, and there were dogs that cleaned out the rats and there were dogs that just kept your feet warm at night. And all dogs had a form and a function. And so that's really what the purpose of the show is to just bring back the rich history of breeding.
Kennel Club of Philadelphia does such a wonderful job. And this is the only benched show in America. What does that mean?
Well, it's the last one. There were many before, but they've kind of gone away. And a bench show means that the owners, the handlers, the dogs themselves have to remain on site during the entire day, which means it creates a very interactive experience and a reason for people to come out there. We'll have an audience of anywhere from 15 to 30,000 people in the arena and at any one time during the day. And it's a wonderfully interactive experience. Because if people are thinking of adding a dog to their life and they would like to know more about a specific breed, you've got the best answers right there with the breeders themselves and the owners and the handlers. And so it's a great amount of academic information, but it's also just a lot of fun to walk up and down the aisles and see all these different breeds that you've never seen before. Some with hair, some without hair, some with too much hair. It's a lot of fun.
We had a chance to talk with David Fry last year as well, and we've talked with you about it. You guys have such great chemistry together, and it's really, you almost like a family when people invite you into their homes on this most important holiday.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you saying that, Rich. We certainly try to engender that type of feeling, and it's become a family tradition, I think, where people just say, okay, during 12 o'clock to 2 o'clock, as we're preparing the food, we turn on the big screen TV and watch the dog show. And whether you're 4 or you're 94, there's something for everybody.
We're talking with John O'Hurley here on Downtown. Oh, for years, you've encouraged people to post photos of their dogs watching the dog show, but Purina stepping it up a notch this year with a Thanksgiving's top dog.
Yes, and I think they're recognizing that America would like to support and also remember on the Great Family Day, also remember the rescue dogs and the little not so bred pups in their lives. So it is an opportunity for everybody between 12 and 5 o'clock on Thanksgiving Day to be able to go to the website, which is Thanksgiving's, and that's plural, thanksgivingstopdog.com. That's thanksgivingstopdog.com. And they can vote for what they think is America's favorite dog. And you'll have all sorts of, they had about a 3-week period of entries. And so you'll be able to vote for them, and the results will be up there at 5 o'clock on Thanksgiving Day.
That's wonderful. John, you've been keeping so busy, and I noted that you did such a powerful show. I wish I'd had the chance to see it down at the Winter Garden in Florida, that incredible one-man show, Every Brilliant Thing.
It's easily the most difficult thing I've ever done in my career, and the most demanding. It's a one-man show, and it's a 90-minute monologue, and it's a story of how a man survives the many years of having a suicidal mother, and it's a very instructive show. It's very funny, believe it or not. It's a beautifully written show, and I learned a lot from it. And I have to say, I did get a letter from a young man, believe it or not, who wrote to me backstage and said that I'm an actor, too, in high school, and I was planning to kill myself. And as stunning as that was, he said, but fortunately, he said, I came to see your show, and you convinced me not to. The parents got him into therapy, and so he's and got a much healthier route ahead of him now. But amazing how, you know, if not for that performance, then we would have had a different circumstance there.
Well, the power of theater right there. And you're still touring A Man with Standards?
Yes, I am. That's my other one-man show. You get the impression that nobody wants to work with me. I'm still touring that. In fact, I'll be doing a run through Florida with that, and a few other spots. I actually have been taking it overseas on Regent Cruise Lines now, and it seems to be doing very well in the overseas market as well. So it's a lot of fun. I'm having a great time with it.
Now, I was thinking about the family always when you think about Thanksgiving, and my son, Graham, who's almost 10, was not even born when you started coming on our show. So I almost hate to ask, but how old is your son Will now?
Will is going to be 17 in 2 weeks. I know how they grow so quickly. And believe it or not, he is now an airplane pilot.
Wow.
At 17, he's allowed in California to get his flight license. So he'll be going for that and then heading off in another year and a half to Baylor University, where he's going to be taking aviation.
Well, good for him. That is wonderful. Now, yep. Before we let you go, I have to make note of this. I saw recently that Patrick Dempsey has joined you as being named by People magazine as the sexiest man alive. And obviously, the key there is being a Maine native.
Well, I think isn't that true enough? In fairness, on my part, they were weighing in more heavily on the alive part than the sex. yes, that was, I think, back in 2005, I think I had that moniker for the year there.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you come into our homes, as always, with David Fry, Mary Carrillo, Thanksgiving Day, the National Dog Show, presented by Purina, 12 noon on NBC. John, always great to talk with you. We appreciate you making time, and hope you and your family have a wonderful holiday.
Thank you again. Nice to talk with you, Rich.